I thought a little baby growing inside of me. Instead, I learned something else was growing rapidly inside of me. I learned I had breast cancer. Yes, that's right. Cancer, stage 3, breast cancer, at 24 years of age. From thinking I was pregnant to learning I had breast cancer, can you say whirlwind? Miraculously, I am alive and well today to write this little piece of my heart. But do you know what I learned through my cancer journey? That as badly as I longed to be a mother, I wasn't made to be a mom. That might be confusing to people who know me since I have 3 beautiful daughters today. You're probably thinking, okay, so you weren't made to be a mom, but you've got 3 kids. Yep, that's right. Keep reading and I'll explain. I learned that being a mother is not who I was made to be. That is not who I am. Because you see, being a mother describes me, but that is not me. And being a mother isn't about me anyway. This thing called motherhood is not for me to feel fulfilled. Yes, it often does that, but being a mother is not to fulfill me. Yes, it fulfills me in many ways, but that was never its sole purpose. Sometimes when mothers are asked, who are you? We respond with a mom or a wife or a teacher or whatever role we have. Well, I'm either Miriam's mom or Scott's mother or Kenzie's. Usually they associate me with somebody in my family. We used to laugh and say we were Scott Relaford's family. But because he worked at Movie Warehouse when it first opened up, and everybody knew Scott Relaford. So all you had to say was, I'm Scott Relaford's family. That was a joke in our home. I want to encourage you to make a list of who you are. The only rules I have as you make this little list is that it stems out of whose you are and not just the titles you hold. Here is a list I made of myself. I wrote off the cuff. I am, and I want you to say this after me. Say, I am determined, strong, a child of God, beautiful in God's eyes. The righteousness of God in Christ. Blameless. Goal-oriented. An overcomer. A survivor. Loving. A wife. Faithful friend. A daughter. A niece. Hard-working. Peacemaker. Fun-loving. Encouraging. Joyful. As uncomfortable as it makes me to list the good qualities I see in myself, it reminds me of who I am and what defines me. Oh, if we could see ourselves the way the Father sees us. I am so much more than a wife and a mom, and even though those were and continue to be my greatest dreams, I say this, I am a child of the Most High God. Think of that. Say it again. I am a child of the Most High God. Whew, glory to God. I wasn't made to be a mom. I was made to be a child. I want to serve, honor, and glorify Jesus all the days of my life. That is where I find my purpose. That is where I find my joy. Serving my kids and loving them is one of those ways I glorify Jesus. And goodness, do I find joy in that. If you're a mom reading this, I celebrate yous. Yes, soon we are celebrating Mother's Day, but I pray that you realize that you are so much more than that. This Mother's Day, I hope you get a message, flowers or something, whatever it is you love. But most of all, I pray you remember your first and highest calling. Share with your kids what you were made to be. Nope, I wasn't made to be a mom, but thank you, Lord, for making me one. And I pray we direct our babies' hearts to His as we find our greatest purpose in Him. So I want you to realize that before you're calling to be a wife, you are a child of God. You know, as I read this, there's different things going through, I don't know, different areas, and you'll see conferences saying, this is identity conference, or this is, you know, it depends upon whether it's a spiritual or a church or even secular ones, they try to give you an identity or no identity. But as I was thinking about this, I said to myself, you know what? If I can leave you with anything, I will say this. Of course, I'm a mom. But as a mom, I'll let you down. And children, you may not mean to, but all of us as humans and as families, we let each other down. Husbands, we're wives, but we're going to let each other down. There's going to come a time in my life, I'll be somewhere, I'll be by myself. There'll be times when people will get busy in their lives and they won't be there. Husband won't be there. Children won't be there. They've got lives to live and work to do. Grandchildren won't be there like they were when they were little. But let me read this scripture, and I read it the other day. It says in Hebrews 13, let your character or your moral disposition be free from love of money, or whatever it says. For he himself, God, has said, I will not leave you. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not. So we take comfort and encourage and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or panic or dread or be terrified. Glory to God. Who will never see? You are a child of God. You were born to serve the Lord. And whatever role you have in life, at times you're a daughter or a mother, maybe a grandmother or whatever. But you are first of all His. And you'll forever be His. Never alone. Never helpless. Always there. And you know, when you identify that way, when all these people you love are not there when you need them, guess what? He's there. And that was what the Lord spoke to me. As the nest gets empty, you know, and when the grandkids all grow up, it really gets empty. God says, but I'll never leave your nest empty. Because I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's just that's what I had on my heart. I texted Pastor Shirley and I said, Pastor Shirley, I know Pastor Jerry or some man usually does this kind of thing. But I just had to share what I've learned. To take it with you about who you are. And we love, hey, the children don't bother us. I'll just tell you that right up front. Let them dance, walk around, whatever. We're a lot more comfortable with it than you are. It doesn't bother us. All right. Now, I'm going to pray, and then, but I will let Pastor pick out three numbers. I won't do that part, so I won't show favoritism. Father, I thank you for every mother, for every daughter, for every grandmother, and every great-grandmother that's in this house today. Father God, even as a young girl, that we will learn that we are who you made us to be, that you love us, and that we not only can we practice that and believe that it doesn't matter what man may do, it doesn't matter what anybody else says, doesn't matter where we are, whether we're alone or we're with people, that you are there. And I thank you for that promise today. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said, amen. So come on, Pastor, you got three numbers? Well, you don't have to think. Don't look at them.
Well, I didn't.
You'd already done it?
No.
Okay.
But I said to myself, I want to pick up this piece of paper, and the first three numbers that I see are the three numbers that I'm going to pick.
Okay. Okay.
Wait a minute. You have Ricardo, can you and Sadie help with the Laverne? You get in the line somewhere. Everybody, those need to be passed out first.
Now, I will say this, if we have any left over, if we have any left over and you want to take one to somebody, you do that, okay? These are for mamas or grandmamas, whatever. And we do have some little cards back there for grandmas, right? Or did we? Did we do something with them? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We'll give them another time. Everybody got one? All right. All right. Are you ready? Okay.
Okay. When I looked at the piece of paper with those numbers on it, the first number I saw was two. The second number was 7. And the third number that I saw on the page was 11.
I tell you what, Miss Linda. Tomorrow, you going in down tonight. We want to have prayer for Miss Linda. The mothers, surround her, please. And she's going in tomorrow to be delivered in Jesus' name. She already is. Because I know the power of the Lord is at working in that she has been redeemed from destruction. Because that's one of the benefits of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. She's already believing God. She's healed. We're agreeing with her. And we're speaking life over her in the name of Jesus. Father God, we agree that by your stripes she was healed. Lord God, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. And that, Father God, you're going to see her through this miraculous process in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, she has been redeemed from destruction. Thank you, Father God, for your power that's at work in her body. Even now, in Jesus' name we pray. Father, I thank you that you just work everything out. The trip down there tonight, the motel room, the favor of the Lord, and Lord God, that the glory of the Lord is just going to be there. And Father God, I know that you bring just the right people as nurses, doctors, and everything into her life. And we believe that's done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's done. Amen. It's done. It's finished. Amen. All right. Now, Miss Pastor Shirley, and we're going to...